Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning. This morning on Coffee at KYUK, we have Christy Schoenberger. It's all yours, Christy.
So a Yupiak Beater got a surprise last week on social media when a famous supermodel tweeted out the Beater's Instagram account. With us today is Panyuk Taylor Malone, who has roots in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
I love to collect earrings, and I am a huge proponent of following artists on Instagram. And my biggest enabler is Katie Basil, my colleague. So we spend half of our time on Instagram tagging each other in people's posts to say, like, hey, did you see this pair of earrings? Did you see this pair of earrings? I don't think our bank accounts really appreciate it, but we do come across a lot of wonderful artists, including a lot of wonderful Indigenous beaters. In the course of this, Katie Basil tagged me in Instagram posts a pair of gorgeous earrings. It was like a triangle of ivory, and there was beaded embroidery around it, blush and white, and then the same colors in fringe. I just fell in love with that pattern. I absolutely loved it, and I commented on it. I don't think they were up for sale, or if they were, I was trying to save money because I am leaving Bethel to head back home to my family. So fast forward a couple of weeks, we were having a Google Hangouts to say goodbye. It was my second to last day in Bethel. At the time of this recording, it is Friday, August 28th, so my last day in Bethel. And I was given several gifts. And in the course of this meeting, I opened up the gifts to see a pair of earrings very similar to the ones I saw on Instagram. And the artist who made it is someone from this region. Her name is Zvanyuk Taylor Malone. She is beginning her journey as a Yupiak bead artist. She is just finished her freshman year of college and is taking a gap year. Taylor, why don't you tell us the story of your beadwork?
So I began beading December of 2019. I was back home for Christmas break, and my mom had a lot of her bead work out, and I've always been interested in getting started. So I had her teach me, and I just really fell in love with that craft right away. Started practicing a lot, got better, got faster, and then I started just making a few pairs for myself just because I was in college and didn't have too much spending money. So I started making earrings for myself and gifts for my family. And then over quarantine, I had a lot more free time on my hands, began creating more and kind of reaching towards the idea of making a small business Instagram account, like you mentioned. I see many artists doing that, and I just really like that style. It's very connected with your buyers, and you're just very involved. And so I finally stocked up a few pairs and got the courage to make one of those accounts. And so I did that, I believe, 2 weeks ago, got started with that, and that's where I've been since.
Shortly after I received my gift from KYUK, and something big happened on social media. Taylor, could you tell us what happened?
So I had promoted my beading Instagram on my Twitter at the time that I had another tweet go viral. So I promoted my bead page under my viral tweet, hoping to get a few more followers, which I did. Saw those coming in. I woke up and I had like 1,000 more followers on my Instagram. I was just blown away. And then last night at 1 a.m, my mom came in and she was like, "Tiff, someone with 9.5 million followers quoted tweeted your beating account." I was like, "What?" And I look, and it was Gigi Hadid, like probably the most infamous supermodel of this time, and I still can't believe it.
So what has that done to your business? I was told that your DMs were extremely busy.
So that definitely helped me gain followers, and people who are interested in the work, and I have been getting lots and lots of DMs. I was up pretty late last night trying to answer some of them, but a lot of people in the States and also worldwide. So what I'm going to try and focus my energy on is educating those who may not know about my culture specifically and then Indigenous cultures in general, because there was kind of a little bit of controversy when I posted that I make jewelry out of ivory, and a lot of people who aren't familiar with Native hunting practices and walrus ivory, they thought it was poached elephant ivory. So kind of educating my new crowd about that Indigenous practices and art.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your roots here in the YK Delta?
So my mother was born in Tuxuk Bay, and she moved to Bethel when she was in elementary school. My dad was also born in Bethel. My grandmother lives there now. So that's where my family's from. I grew up there for the first few years of my life and then moved to Chuseok, and now I'm in Palmer.
So I wanted to bring this back around. When you say educate your new followers about Indigenous practices, particularly with beading, you know, this is something Katie and I discuss a lot when, as, you know, white women, we think about, okay, what are the best practices to follow when you see Indigenous artwork? What can you buy? Who should you buy from? And I've noticed you have kind of addressed that on social media. Could you kind of tell us about what it means to be a Yupiak bead artist, and what are some best practices when you think about purchasing Indigenous art?
I get this question a lot, especially with the new followers who aren't familiar with Indigenous culture, is that it is okay for anyone to buy and wear Indigenous jewelry, like beadwork, because it doesn't have a sacred, it's not sacred, it doesn't have a traditional, like, component in regalia. So it's okay for anyone who's non-Indigenous to wear it, as long as you are buying from Indigenous artists. That's the thing I stress the most, is that you need to be supporting Native artists and buying Native-inspired jewelry and beadwork from non-Native people is really harmful. It's cultural appropriation, and I see it on my social media feeds all the time. It really brings me down knowing that I've spent all this time learning, and it's something that's been passed down to me, just to see it kind of almost mocked and sold more cheaply.
When you do this type of work, it means so much more than just doing it like you would, I don't know how to express it. My mom's a quilter and loves to sew, and there's just like this passion, and you put your work and your heart into it. But for you, this is more than just passion and putting your heart in it. It's about telling the story of your culture and what it means to people. And can you tell us, when you bead, what are you saying in your art?
I'm not necessarily expressing myself. I do get to express some creativity when I make them, but the biggest thing is when I sit down to bead, I always have a positive attitude, and it gives me time to reflect, like, on positive affirmations. The big thing is to not bead when you're sad or angry, because it kind of, like, puts bad energy into the beadwork. It's a little bit of superstition, but I follow it, and it's also a key component in my mental health. It really helps with my anxiety, and so it's very soothing for me, very rewarding for me, and I try and project as much of that positivity into my beadwork so that the wearer is left in a sense.
When I received the earrings, I was, like, just over the moon. I almost broke down in tears. Could you tell me a little bit about the story behind those earrings, and maybe describe to the audience what they look like?
Yeah, so Katie reached out to me, I think not too long after you guys were commenting. This was kind of a few days into my, actually, this might have been the very beginning, and she said, if you ever make those again, I want to buy them. And so she was high up on my, quote, customs list. So my mom helps me cut the ivory, carve and polish it. So she had cut more wedges. They're kind of almost like little triangles. The bottom is kind of curved, though, little wedges. I had those ready, and I reached out to Katie and asked her if she was still interested. She said, of course. and she requested the same blush as the first pair and then the gray, and so I sent her the different grays that I have, you know, different finishes, and she picked those out, and I was really excited for them because the color combination was just really stunning, and so making them, I was super excited. I was just so proud of them. I knocked them out in one, I knocked one pair out in one sitting, like a few hours of working on them, and I just carried them around my house, flaunting them to like my boyfriend and my mom. Like, look how pretty these are. Held them up to my ear, and I was so thrilled, and they just came out so wonderful, and I was really excited for them to be gifted to you. I was like, Katie, let me know once you get these, I can post them. I really love that pair.
I do too. I'm actually wearing them right now as I'm interviewing you. I haven't taken them off. I was just like, oh my god, they are truly stunning. The picture does not do them justice. Do you plan to continue this Instagram account and this work? And tell us a little bit more about where you see this going.
I really wanted to keep it where I post a pair and then whoever's interested DMs me and then I sell like that. But at the rate that I'm getting messages and requests and everything, I think I am going to have to go to an online shop, like maybe an Etsy or something. And so I will keep the Instagram page to show off the work. I just don't know if I will be selling that way anymore. But, yeah, I'm still kind of struggling with that, trying to research what's a good small business option for selling on a website, and kind of moving in that direction just so I don't spend all my time trying to respond to messages.
Were you surprised to see how fast this grew? Like, what was your reaction?
I was totally shocked. I woke up, my boyfriend had woken me up in the middle of the night and was like, look how many followers you have. I woke up and I had 1,000 followers, which I had 600 before I went to bed. And I just never, like, expected that, especially from out of state and out of country supporters. Like, that is the most, like, flattering thing, I think, is like, having people internationally, do you ship to Morocco, do you ship to India, do you ship to Singapore, will you ship to Wales? Like, that blows me away, and it's really humbling.
Okay, before we say goodbye, Taylor, do you have any more thoughts on your work or thoughts about all of this that you'd like to share?
I would like to share that I'm going to try and help promote other Indigenous artists, mostly Alaska Natives, since I do have this platform now, so I want to use it to help support my fellow artists. And so you'll see that more on my page and get to support other Indigenous artists and their gorgeous work.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That was Taylor Malone talking about her beading. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger.
Goyana Christy, and good morning to everybody, and stay safe.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.